Sort of as a side question, because I was at an education conference and somebody presented a case of a patient who had liver mets and, as you say, interabdominal peritoneal disease, and they brought up the question of peritonectomy, hyperthermia. Can you talk a little bit about that? You actually were part of a group that published a consensus statement on that.
Yeah, this is cytoreductive surgery and intraperitoneal hyperthermic perfusion. And obviously the individual who spent his whole career with this is Paul Sugarbaker at the Washington Cancer Center. And Paul should be congratulated for sticking with this throughout his career and has really helped a tremendous number of patients from around the world. It's funny you should mention this because the Military Institute has put together a group very similar to the group that did the consensus statement that appeared in the Annals of Surgical Oncology of a trial to take a look at cytoreductive surgery for colorectal peritoneal carcinomatosis with intraperitoneal hypothermic perfusion. Also controversial because do you need to do that in view of the new systemic agents that we have? There was one prospective trial out of the Netherlands that showed that cytoreductive surgery with intraperitoneal hypothermic perfusion had a survival advantage over systemic chemotherapy in this group of patients with colorectal carcinomatosis, but the agents used were 5-FU leucovorin. And today, obviously, we have newer agents. So this controversy goes on between, is there really a role for cytoreductive surgery and intraperitoneal hypothermic perfusion versus just giving patients systemic chemotherapy alone? I really hope that the Military Institute, working with the NCI and the cooperative groups, can put a trial together to answer this question, or at least answer the majority of this question. Is there a survival advantage to this?
To what extent is this technique being utilized right now?
This technique, Neil, is being utilized and should only be utilized in centers that have the experience and have the preoperative multidisciplinary team and postoperative multidisciplinary team to handle these. And so actually the group that's putting this trial, has put this trial together, that consensus group, are institutions that have had a lot of experiences, just like Paul Sugarbaker and his group. To have a center start something like this where the surgeon has no experience with this, I would totally advise against.
Does your center do it?
Our center has been doing it. We've been having trouble getting patients on this because, again, our medical oncologists feel that, you know, we have very good systemic agents today, but we have had experience with this in a multidisciplinary team approach.
Any specific patient type you think would be particularly appropriate for this?
Well, certainly individuals who have ascites are probably not the best candidates for this. Individuals with liver metastasis are not good candidates for this. We're talking about individuals who just have peritoneal disease. They can't have extraperitoneal metastasis. They can't have lung metastasis. People with liver metastasis and ascites don't do very well. So it's a selected group of patients.